Wet Feathers by Book Player. A dramatic reading by Goombasa. Chapter 1. Applejack tapped her hoof on the ground impatiently. It was an ordinary day in Ponyville, and she was tending the apple cart in the market. She tried to keep her mind on her work, but customers, or rather the lack thereof, wasn't helping her any. Every pony was probably waiting for lunchtime to line up all at once, AJ figured. So all there was to do now was think of the letter that she expected in the mail that evening. Every week that letter came from Rainbow Dash. It was one of the promises they'd made when she left. Since Dash was done with her training, the postmarks were from all over the world, and the stories were about faraway places. The last letter had been from Applewood, talking about the beaches and the movie stars and big wild parties. While AJ loved getting letters from her mare friend, the ones like that worried her. She'd always been unsure about this part of their relationship. A long-distance relationship was going to be hard, and was likely to be even harder when a pony was going to new places and doing different things, and getting all of the attention that Dash was, as the latest addition to the Wonderbolts. Applejack always figured that famous ponies were different from regular ponies, who spent their days in the same old place with the same old friends, and lived a quiet life. She fell in love with Dash when the Pegasus was a part of that life, too, and one of Dash's other promises was that she'd come back in a few years. But the question weighed on AJ's heart. Would Dash want to keep that promise? So AJ hoped that this next letter would be more normal. Stories of practices and silly little things, not glamour and excitement and stuff that might turn Dash's head away from the life they'd talked about. She was so lost in these thoughts that she was surprised to hear some pony address her. "Applejack? Have you been by the newsstand?" Twilight walked up to her, looking a little nervous. "Nah, I usually take a look after lunchtime. Why?"
Well, you see..."
Twilight blushed and searched for the words.
"How about if I watch your cart and you see for yourself?"
Applejack raised an eyebrow at Twilight, but her friend just kept the same nervous smile on her face and glanced around. It was obvious that whatever was going on, Twilight didn't want to be the bearer of bad news.
"Well, all right,"
Applejack said, nodding. She walked over to the newsstand, leaving Twilight to tend to the non-existent customers. The first thing AJ looked at was the local paper, expecting to see news about new taxes or fruit stand regulations, something that might trouble her. But the headline was just about the new addition to Town Hall, nothing that she had to worry about. She looked up to see if there was something else Twilight might have been talking about in the magazines or the Canterlot papers. It only took her a second to notice, and it certainly drew the eye. The cover of Flyers Illustrated, Wet Feathers edition, showed the back of a beautiful blue Pegasus mare flying out of the ocean, wings spread, her wet rainbow mane and tail dripping trails of water down the glistening curves of her muscled body. "Rookie Wonderbolt, Rainbow Dash, takes off," the cover advertised. Applejack's first thought was that she needed a few minutes alone with the magazine. Her second thought shoved that out of her mind, angrily insisting that that was her Pegasus, and she should not be plastered all over a gosh darn magazine for any pony in Equestria to look at like that. As if on cue, she heard a familiar voice behind her.
"Hey, Applejack, what's... Whoa!"
Scootaloo had shoved up next to her. Scootaloo wasn't a fully grown pony yet, but she was no longer the chubby-cheeked filly Applejack always thought of her as. That was more than apparent from the younger pony's stiffly outstretched wings and wide-eyed, blushing stare as she caught sight of the cover. Applejack glared at her, but Scootaloo didn't seem to notice anything but the picture.
"Dash is looking... good," she squeaked.
"Yeah, she is," AJ growled slightly. Scootaloo noticed her then, and blushed harder as she forced her wings down.
"I just came to get a magazine."
She turned to the pony behind the stand and laid down some bits.
"Flyers Illustrated, please."
Then she turned back to AJ.
I read it every month, you know? The articles, I mean. This one just happens to be the Wet Feathers edition, but there are still, words and stuff.
Applejack was still frowning as she raised an eyebrow at the filly. The pony behind the stand handed Scoot the magazine, and Scoot hovered in the air as she opened it.
Like this article here about...
The young Pegasus whimpered helplessly as she looked at the page. She dropped from the air as her wings stiffened again. Applejack looked down and caught sight of a picture of Dash crouched in the sand, grinning over her shoulder, her tail carefully positioned to just barely keep the picture decent. There were words on the page, but if Scootaloo ever managed to read them, AJ would eat her hat. Scootaloo quickly closed the magazine and put it in her saddlebag.
I got a great seeing. Say hi to Dash for me, she babbled,
then took off flying without waiting for AJ to respond. Applejack took a deep breath and turned back to the pony behind the counter.
Just how many of these have you sold so far?
Least 50. Hometown pony and all.
So there were already 50 ponies here in town looking at Dash like that. AJ briefly considered buying the rest of the copies, but she knew that would be expensive, and they'd just order more, and there were hundreds of thousands of copies all over Equestria anyway. She sighed and put down her bits, taking the magazine from the pony behind the stand and carrying it back to her cart. Twilight was waiting for her, and Applejack tossed the magazine down a little forcefully next to the cash box, out of sight.
Thanks, Twilight. You can head out now if you want.
Twilight blushed a little.
I'm sorry, Applejack. I hated to tell you. She does look really pretty.
Applejack shot her a look, then her face softened.
It ain't your fault, but I'm waiting for a letter today, and there'd better be a darn good explanation for all this.
As soon as Applejack got the apple cart put away for the evening, she raced to the mailbox. Sure enough, a letter waited inside. She'd never been so desperate to read one of Dash's letters, but still she made herself wait until she got back to the house and closed herself in her room. She laid the letter on the bed and looked at it for a moment. Then she pulled off her hat, pulled out the magazine, and laid it next to the letter. She looked at them both and muttered,
"Okay, Dash, get to explaining."
Putting her hoof on the letter, she carefully ripped off one end of the envelope, then shook out the contents. She unfolded the paper inside and smoothed it on the bed.
"Dear AJ, our choreographer is evil. Seriously, he was sent straight from Tartarus. Every feather on my wings hurt from trying to learn this new routine, and feathers can't even hurt. Soren and I totally agree that the routine is impossible, but Spitfire can do it, so she's kind of proving us wrong. So, did you see the magazine yet? Front cover! Yeah, I'm hot. The photo shoot was a blast. The photographer said I was the best mare he'd ever worked with, a total natural. And the makeup ponies couldn't believe my mane is real. They're saying I should do a calendar, but I don't have time to shoot that until at least August. Wouldn't that be cool, though? Ponies all over the world looking at me every day of the year. I'm in Manhattan now, and I totally freaked out because the other day I found a store that sold your apples. Spitfire and Fleetfoot were making fun of me because I bought as many as I could carry. I told them they were the best apples in Equestria, but they claimed that they were just apples. So I bought some other apples, just one actually, and made them do a taste test. Guess who was right? Me, of course. I told them they better believe I know what apples taste like. Mm-mm. I knew that'd make you blush. You're so cute when you blush. I don't have any pictures of you blushing, and I wish I did. I know you hate it, but I might have to figure out a way to get a picture of it someday. Maybe I'll get Pinky to help. You'll never suspect it. And then I'll be able to look at you blushing whenever I want. Nah, it wouldn't be the same without you here. I miss you, AJ. Anyway, gotta fly. Love, Dash. Applejack's face was red, but it wasn't from embarrassment. The photo shoot was fun, huh? Dash wanted to do a calendar? To have ponies looking at her every day of the year? Anger rose inside of her, and Applejack mentally started preparing a good talking to for Dash. Some things ought to be private, just between them. That made them special. It made AJ her mare friend, not just another pony in the world who thought Rainbow Dash was sexy. Any pony with an ounce of common sense could see that she should at least have checked with her mare friend before showing that sort of thing to all of Equestria. She cut her thoughts off with a sigh. She wasn't going to give Dash the lecture. She could write it and wait a week for an apology from Dash, but that seemed so harsh after Dash's letter.
Dash really and truly didn't see anything wrong with it. She was a famous pony, and famous ponies did things like this. Applejack wasn't a famous pony. She never wanted to be a famous pony. And she never really wanted a mare friend who was a famous pony either. She just wanted a mare friend who was Rainbow Dash. Applejack would never forget the day. She and Apple Bloom had been in the orchard bucking apples. Apple Bloom still took a few kicks to get all the apples from a tree, but she could do the work. The sisters were working hard, side by side, when the silence was shattered by a sound louder than thunder and a shockwave of rainbow colors shooting across the skies above the orchard and Ponyville.
"That your Pegasus up there, sis?"
Apple Bloom asked with a teasing grin, obviously knowing the answer. AJ knew that it was, and after a moment's thought, she knew why Dash was causing all that pretty ruckus without warning. And she answered, "That's my Wonderbolt up there." And she knew that the day Dash's life changed, her own life changed too. Now the magazine on the bed taunted AJ with Dash's gorgeous body that she'd held pressed against her own not so long ago. Was that still her Wonderbolt, or was she every pony's now? Applejack flipped over the magazine. She was clearly making a big deal out of nothing. Dash would sure think so. So her undeniably vain mare friend got some pictures taken and was proud when ponies thought she looked sexy. AJ always knew that Dash needed attention like trees needed sunlight, and now she had all she could want. AJ felt like she should have been happy for Dash. But as she glanced at the paper at her desk, waiting for a letter to be written on it, she had no idea how to do that. Stuck with market duty again the next day, Applejack puzzled over her letter to Dash. She just didn't know how she felt or how she should feel, so how could she write it to Dash? All AJ knew was that she wasn't happy and that she wanted Dash here with her like it was before. She waved at Lucky as he walked up to the cart, almost glad to have something to distract her. The gray stallion laid down his bits and asked for 3 apples. Applejack turned to get them for him when he spoke again. "Hey, I saw Rainbow Dash in Flyers Illustrated. You're one lucky mare, let me tell you. The one where she's on her back with her tail between her hind legs? Wow, huh?" "Yeah, real lucky." Applejack sighed as she put the apples in Lucky's bag. When she finished, she raised an eyebrow at the stallion. "Say, what the hey are you doing reading a magazine about flying? You're an earth pony." "You're kidding, right?" he asked, then chuckled nervously. "Applejack, nobody reads the Wet Feathers edition. Every stallion has a copy. I bet even Mac keeps one stashed somewhere." Applejack's eyes went wide. There was a chance that her brother had seen the magazine and seen Dash in those poses. Applejack refused to let her mind go any further. Lucky didn't get the message. I'm sure he didn't get this year's, because it's your mare friend, and even if that's really, really hot, Mac wouldn't want to... Lucky! Applejack cut him off sharply. It was taking every ounce of her self-control not to land a hoof across his face. "Yeah?" Lucky cringed back. "Shut up and take your apples," Applejack said slowly through gritted teeth. "Right, I was just... Right." Once he was out of sight, Applejack rested her head against the side of her cart. That was one of the most disgusting, humiliating conversations she'd ever had. She had to get this straightened out with Dash. Applejack quickly closed the stall and walked to the library. She might not know what to say to Dash, but she was sure Twilight could help her figure it out. AJ admired Twilight's steady, analytical approach to problems, and she knew that was just what she needed. A short walk later, she found that Twilight was at home and seemed happy to see her as Applejack walked into the library.
"Hi, Applejack. I was just getting ready for a break," Twilight said, setting down the quill she held in levitation.
"Well, I'm glad," Applejack said, frowning, "'cause I need to have a word with you. About Dash."
"Is it about the magazine? What did she say in the letter?"
Applejack sighed. "Just that it was fun and she's thinking of doing a calendar."
"Oh, I'm sorry."
Twilight magically pulled 2 sitting pillows to the center of the room. She sat on one and motioned for Applejack to have a seat on the other.
"I know y'are," Applejack said as she sat. 'cause you can think that something like this might worry me. You came and told me as soon as you saw the magazine. I saw you were scared of how I'd take it. Dash, though, she writes me like it was a blast, and all the folks taking the pictures loved her, Applejack huffed. I know, AJ, but it's Dash. You know she doesn't always think things through. Twilight paused. Actually, she never thinks things through. You can say that again, Applejack grumbled. Then she sighed. I'm making too big a deal out of this, ain't I? Dash didn't mean no harm. Just, I know ponies everywhere are thinking about my mare friend, and I guess I ain't all the way sure my mare friend is thinking about me. What do you mean? Applejack hesitated. What did she mean? I don't know, Twilight. I mean, you read stuff about famous ponies having wild parties and leaving their wives and husbands and cheating on each other. Her letter, the rest of it, was all about how much she loves me. But now there's a whole world full of ponies who know just how hot she is, and Dash don't think things through. But she loves you, AJ, Twilight said comfortingly. She told you so. Applejack looked down, avoiding Twilight's eyes. I know she does. I feel bad thinking like this, but I've been thinking like this for a long time. Since before she went away, really. I never been sure we'd last through this. Then something like this comes up, and it hits me hard. Did you ever tell Rainbow Dash about your doubts? Not really. I tried to be happy about the whole thing. I didn't really want to worry her. She was so happy about being a Wonderbolt. Maybe you should when you ride her back, Twilight suggested, laying a hoof on Applejack's shoulder. Dash can be thoughtless, but if she knows you're sensitive about it, it might make her think twice. Applejack looked up at her friend hopefully. You really think that might fix it? Twilight shrugged a little. Well, that's what's at the heart of this. Stop worrying about the pictures and other ponies who might see them, but make sure Dash knows how worried you are about her and your relationship. Make sure you let her know what's important to you. I reckon you're right, Applejack nodded. Twilight smiled. You and Dash love each other. I know this is hard, but I know you can make it work. Twilight's words did make Applejack feel better, and she returned to her apple cart with some hope. She didn't have to try to explain what she was feeling, just why she felt that way. And that was something she knew. Later that night, Applejack stared at the paper on her desk. She knew what she had to say, but figuring out how to say it was proving more difficult. She'd always tried to avoid troubling Dash with her doubts and fears. On the day of Dash's going-away party, Pinky had cried buckets, but Applejack never shed a tear that she let her mare friend see. Dash had walked her home, her wing wrapped tightly around Applejack. She even smiled and said, I'm glad some pony's not acting like I'm leaving you guys forever. And Applejack gave her a nuzzle and told her, It ain't right to be sad tonight. Your dreams come true. That's all I've ever wanted for you, Sugar Cube. Then Dash pulled her into a kiss, and when she pulled away, she was grinning. That's why I love you, AJ. You really get me. I mean, I'm gonna miss you, and you're gonna miss me, but this is just too awesome. It really is. You're gonna write me, ain't ya? Once a week, I promise. And you ain't leaving me forever. I'll be back whenever I can, and I promise I'll be back for good in a few years. You're making a lot of promises, Dash. And I'm gonna keep 'em all. And I have one more. I promise I'll always love you. I promise I'll always love you too, Rainbow Dash. That was months ago, and it seemed like even longer than that. It felt like years since Dash had left. The promises still stood, as far as AJ knew. Dash did write her every single week, no matter how busy she was, and Dash had been back for a few visits when she was nearby or got a few days off, and every letter sent her love. But now, AJ was thinking about the promises she would have asked from Dash if she'd been able to let her know how worried she really was. What AJ really wanted was a promise that Dash would remember who she was, a promise that she'd remember what was good in life, what she was coming back to,
a promise that Dash wouldn't let her new life change her. Applejack took the pencil in her mouth and tried to put her worries to paper, hoping she could make Dash understand. "Dear Rainbow Dash, I saw the pictures. They were something, all right. Sugar Cube, I gotta talk to you. I love you, and I'm so proud of you for getting your dream. I know how hard you worked, and I know you deserve all the fame and fortune that comes along with it. I couldn't ever ask you to give that up for me. You need it all like I need my farm. But it scares me, Dash. Things like these pictures, they scare me. Because how can you go to all those places and do all those things and have all those ponies looking at you like that and come back to Ponyville someday? How can you have so many ponies thinking you're sexy and still just be mine? I got a simple life here. One I thought you were coming back to one day. Pictures like these don't say that, and it's all I want to hear right now. I know you love me, and I know you promised you'd come back, and I know you think these pictures were nothing. I understand that. But could you understand how much it's going to bother me and maybe give me a heads up? Or better yet, talk to me before you make a decision. Then maybe I won't feel so much like you're flying away from me. And please, don't ever fly away from me. Love, Applejack." Applejack stared at the letter and sighed. It would be too long before she heard back from Dash. They needed a conversation where she could watch Dash's face for signs of confusion and explain herself better. But she had the chance for that before Dash left, and she blew it. Now she only had this, a shot in the dark, hoping it would hit home with Dash. Applejack folded the paper, slipped it into an envelope, and took the letter down to the mailbox. She sent her pleas on their way with a resigned sigh. Wet Feathers, Chapter 2. As the week wound by, Applejack's thoughts were never far from the letter she sent, or the one she would be getting. She was well aware that she was distracted, which only annoyed her more. She never liked to let her personal issues get in the way of things, but she couldn't deny that her worries and hopes and fears were doing just that. She left a whole row of bushels out overnight one night. Just plumb forgot to take them into the barn. There was no harm done, of course. Mac helped her finish it up the next morning, but that was no way to do her job. And she had gone to the spa with the girls and had long conversations with Rarity and Twilight, but she couldn't for the life of her remember what they had talked about. She knew this wasn't her. She was a careful worker and a dependable friend. But she knew she wasn't right now, and wouldn't be again until things were settled with Dash. The next Friday, it was all AJ could do not to wait by the mailbox all day. It was Mac's day at the market, so she made herself do some pruning in the orchards towards the rear of the farm. Otherwise, she was sure that no work would get done that day. When it finally came time to finish up, Applejack double and triple checked to make sure she'd gotten everything cleaned up. It annoyed her to have to do it, but she knew how her mind had wandered all day. When she'd made sure all the rows were raked and the tools were put away, and she hadn't missed any trees in her work, then and only then did she allow herself to walk down to the mailbox. There was a letter waiting for her. She could feel her heart beating as she wondered what was inside, but once again she forced herself to take it upstairs to her room so she could read it in peace. This time it was just her and the letter, the magazine being hidden safely under her mattress. She glanced at the framed photo of Dash that sat on her nightstand, then she turned it face down. That photo was about what they used to have. This letter was what they had now. She carefully opened the letter and read. "Dear AJ, sheesh, what's gotten into you? That shoot was just publicity. Whenever there's a hot young mare on the team, she does the Wet Feathers edition. I used to have that poster of Spitfire's cover, remember? I didn't mention it because it was no big deal. And where are you getting this idea that I'm flying away from you? I write you a letter every single week. I'd write you every day, but that would get kind of boring. Most of them would be, 'Dear AJ, woke up, practiced, hid Fleetfoot's flight goggles, got chewed out for hiding Fleetfoot's flight goggles, performed, missed you, went to bed, love, Dash.' So yeah, once a week gives me time to come up with something to actually say. Sorry if it's not enough for you. Look, I love you. I really don't want to fight. I promised you I'd write you once a week, and I do. I promised I'd come back to Ponyville in a few years, and I will. I'm doing everything I promised, and I don't want to hurt you. If other ponies looking at me is going to bug you, I don't know what to do. I'm hot, and I'm famous, and it's going to happen. Wait, I have an idea. The photographer wanted to do a shoot in August, right? What if we do it together? We can show Equestria that I don't need other ponies when I have the hottest mare friend around. We can even do it in Ponyville at Sweet Apple Acres, so I can spend some time with you and the girls. I'll talk to the PR ponies tomorrow and see what we can do. Oh gosh, I can't even tell you how awesome it would be to have you with me on a shoot. Gotta fly. Love, Dash. Applejack felt tears in her eyes and tried to fight them back, but the tension was too much. It wasn't just the tears. Her whole body felt like she was going to explode. Ugh! She yelled as she turned and bucked her bedroom wall. It relieved the tension some, but it let the tears loose as well, and as she opened her mouth to yell again, only a sob came out. A whole week of Tartarus for that letter. To find out that Dash didn't understand, or didn't care. Applejack had poured her heart out, trying to make Dash understand that this was hurting her, and Dash's letter was nothing but a shrug, and, "What do you want me to do about it?" And the pictures. That was just salt in the wound, proof that Dash had no clue what Applejack was feeling. Proof that Dash thought like a famous pony. Who wouldn't want to get hussied up and take pictures so other ponies could see them and think Celestia knew what? She glared at the letter, wanting nothing more than to tell Dash all the things she was thinking right now. She wasn't sure she could even hold a pencil without biting it in half, but she mentally composed the letter anyway. "Dear Dash, I'm gonna buck you in your fool head. I'm your mare friend, and you can't read my letter and think for a minute that I'm scared and hurting without you, and maybe you ought to say something to make me feel better? You can't think that some ponies might not like looking like a slut in front of all of Equestria? Course not. All that matters to you is your dumb flying, and dumb team, and dumb magazine. Well, y'all can go to Tartarus. I hate..." Her thoughts cut off. She couldn't even think the words. No matter how angry she was, they were a lie. What came to mind next wasn't so much a letter as a prayer. "I love you. I love you so much. Please come back, Dash. Please come back and hold me and tell me everything's fine, and tease me till I smile again. Celestia, help me. Why'd I have to go and love you? I'm the fool here for feeling like this." There was a knock at her door, and Applejack quickly wiped her tears away. "Come in." Mac opened the door, looking concerned.
"You okay?"
Applejack caught her breath for a moment, so she was sure she wouldn't sob.
"Fine. Just fine."
With a look at her tear-stained face in the wall of her bedroom, Mac made it clear that she wasn't fooling him. She glanced at the wall herself and saw that the chair rail separating the wood panels from the plaster on top was broken to splinters, where her hooves had landed. "I'll fix it," she said, feeling like a fool for doing so much damage over a letter. Mac just nodded.
"Want to talk?"
"It won't do any good, Mac," Applejack sighed. "There's only one pony I need to talk to, and I can't."
"Understand, sis." He glanced at where the picture on her nightstand was turned down. "It's hard."
"You know, ponies keep telling me that, and y'all just don't know how hard it is." She shook her head. "And it's gonna go on for years like this, and there's nothing I can do."
"Maybe it'll get better," Max suggested gently.
"I sure hope so. I don't know how much more of this I can take." Applejack took a few breaths and tried to clear her head. "I gotta get washed up for supper." Mac nodded and turned to head downstairs. Applejack started to follow but paused. She glanced back at the turned-down picture and considered writing it, but instead she just left it as it was and went down to wash her face. For the next 2 days, Applejack tried to figure out her letter to Dash. The one she thought of before in the heat of anger just wouldn't do. She was a sensible pony, and thinking about it with a clear mind, she'd known how hard it would be to make Dash understand with nothing but a letter. This was her fault, at least in part, for not being open about her feelings before Dash left. But she had to send a letter soon, or Dash wouldn't get it in time to respond. They needed that dependability. If there was nothing else they could depend on in the relationship, they needed to know those letters would be there. but AJ just didn't know what to write. Maybe that's what she would write, that she didn't know how to respond, and she needed time to work it out. Would Dash understand that? Would she understand how hurt and angry Applejack was, and maybe take another look at the previous letter and try to figure out what she'd done wrong? Or would she shrug and go on like normal, just writing AJ a letter full of exciting things she did and plans she'd be making for the humiliating photo shoot? Applejack thought bitterly that she'd lay bits on that last one, and she knew she couldn't take it. Her heart was hanging by a thread now, and she just needed something, anything, to make her feel close to Dash again. It was her day at market again, and she was minding the cart as she considered her options. There were wishes, a run through the Whitetail Wood with Dash, a late night in the orchard looking at the stars. Those were impossible. They were crazy ideas, like finding out where Dash was performing next and taking a train, surprising her with a visit, but Applejack's practical mind put a stop to those. Spending all of that time and money when she didn't even know if Dash would have an hour to spend with her, Applejack just wasn't the kind of pony to do something like that. Roseluck ran by to join the gossiping ponies at the flower stalls, but Applejack ignored her and moved a few apples around to make the stacks look neater. A letter was the only answer, and it had to be a letter that would make Rainbow Dash take notice. She'd tried to do it before, but this time she had to get it right. Maybe she'd ask Twilight to help her, or Rarity, some pony who knew more words for feelings, so that even Dash had to get out a dictionary to figure it out. She'd understand exactly what Applejack felt.
Applejack?
A pony asked cautiously, interrupting her thoughts. AJ blinked and found herself face to face with Daisy.
Hey, how are you today?
Daisy glanced back at the other girls and smiled nervously at Applejack.
We were wondering if it's true about you and Rainbow Dash.
That set Applejack's thoughts racing, but she calmed herself enough to ask,
What about me and Rainbow Dash?
Nothing at all,
Daisy said, her eyes wide. At this point, Applejack was thoroughly not in the mood for games of any sort. She narrowed her eyes.
Daisy?
It must not be true, Daisy stammered. The article, because I'm sure Rainbow Dash wouldn't do something like that.
Like what? Applejack growled.
Daisy pulled out a newspaper from her saddlebag and thrust it into Applejack's hooves, then darted back to the safety of the flower stand before Applejack could blink. Applejack glanced down at the paper, a well-known gossip rag, scanning it until she saw a slightly blurry picture of Rainbow Dash in her uniform, laughing and toasting with a fancy-looking gray unicorn stallion. The headline underneath read, Silver Screen's Newest Girl, Applewood Playboy Falls for Star Flyer. Her heart stopped for a second and she stared at the paper. Lies. It was lies and she knew it. Papers like this. A tear fell on the page and Applejack quickly brought a hoof to her eyes and bit her lips, swallowing hard. She could not cry here, in the middle of the street. The girls at the flower stands were staring at her from a very safe distance. Just watching her like she was a character in a movie. Like she wasn't real and Dash wasn't real and her heart wasn't really breaking. That was what ponies did with famous ponies, after all. They watched them while their lives fell apart and they talked to their friends about it. The tears were threatening to push through, to make way for the pain that seemed to be trying to burst out of her heart. She couldn't breathe. She knew she would sob. She had to get someplace safe and fast. So she tucked the paper under one leg and used the other three to gallop full speed to the nearest pony she could trust. A few seconds later, she burst through the door of Carousel Boutique, slamming it behind her. Rarity appeared in the doorway of the shop room, her eyes full of concern as soon as she saw Applejack.
Darling, what's wrong?
That was the last straw. She fell to all four knees as tears came, and she thought they'd never stop. She finally dropped the paper as Rarity rushed to her side and wrapped a leg around her.
Applejack! Oh dear, what is it?
Applejack didn't answer and didn't particularly want to answer. She heard the rustle of the paper as Rarity picked it up with her magic.
Oh my! Darling, you know that this isn't true! Rainbow Dash would never do something like this, and these tabloids are nothing but lies. Don't fret. I know it's shocking, but it ain't that. It ain't just that. I can't do it.
I can't date a famous pony, and I can't make Dash see how I feel. And I need her here, but she ain't here when I need her. It hurts so bad, and I just can't take it.
Applejack knew she was rambling. She wasn't sure she'd made any sense, but just saying it lightened her load.
Shh, there, there, Rarity nuzzled her. You've just had a cruel joke played on you. Applejack, dear, Rainbow is your mare friend, and a very dear friend, not to mention the element of loyalty. There is absolutely no way that this is true.
Don't matter, Applejack sniffed, finally feeling like she could control her tears. She wiped her eyes and sighed.
I know it ain't true, but things are bad, Rarity.
Well, things are bad for me, and I tried to tell Dash in my last letter. I just couldn't make her see it. A letter just ain't enough, but it's all I got.
Perhaps she could come home for a visit, Rarity suggested.
Ha! Applejack gave a bitter laugh, thinking about the last letter from Dash.
She wants to come back in August, and...
And what? Rarity prompted, but Applejack wasn't about to reveal Dash's crazy idea in case Rarity thought Applejack had considered it for even a second. Besides, it didn't matter now. Applejack took a deep breath and shook her head.
It's over. It ain't gonna work. I love her too much and everything about this hurts.
Rarity gasped, eyes wide.
You can't mean that. Just give it a few days, darling. Everything may look bleak right now, but you really ought to clear your head before you make any snap judgments.
A few days ain't gonna matter, Rarity, Applejack said plainly. A few letters ain't gonna do nothing. Maybe if I'd said something from the start, maybe if I'd got the right promises, but I was a fool. There's nothing for it. I'm getting what a pony gets for being a fool. Only thing I can do is cut my losses.
As much as her heart was breaking, it was a slight comfort to have a course of action.
An empty calm settled over her. The decision was made, and the path was set.
I have an idea. Why don't you stay here tonight? Rarity offered. I can send Sweetie Belle to tell your family, and I can invite Twilight and Fluttershy and Pinky. You shouldn't be alone tonight, in this wretched mood.
I can't tonight, Rarity. I got a letter to write. Applejack said, rubbing her face with her hoof, trying to make sure there was no trace of her breakdown.
Applejack, Rarity said sternly.
Applejack looked at her. Rarity had dropped all pretenses and looked Applejack squarely in the eye.
This is a very bad idea.
Sometimes a bad idea is all you got left, Applejack answered, turning and leaving the boutique. She was in a daze as she made her way back to the apple cart and closed it up. She didn't look at any pony. She didn't speak to any pony. She wasn't in danger of crying. She couldn't feel anything but cold determination. She knew that was just a wall holding back the river of pain waiting to wash over her, but it was a good strong wall, and it would hold at least until she had done what she needed to do. The same determination let her put one hoof in front of the other all the way home. It pushed back any memories, any feelings, good or bad. They didn't matter. Nothing mattered but getting to her room to write the letter. At home, she unhooked her cart and got it put away, then went upstairs to her room. The paper and pencil were still laid out on her desk where she'd left it this morning, when she was trying to think of some way to pull Dash back to her. Now, Applejack sat down, put the pencil to the paper, and let her go.
Dear Rainbow Dash, we knew it was a long shot. We knew from the start you'd be leaving and I'd be staying, but we're both cocky, stubborn ponies. We thought we'd make it. We ain't going to. I guess I'm going to have to give first. I can't take it anymore. I'm scared, Dash. I'm scared you changed. You're a famous pony now. Folks around town talk about you like you're a famous pony, and you write letters like you're a famous pony. And I never wanted to be with a famous pony. I just fell in love with you, my best friend, the strongest, most beautiful mare I could find. But like I said, you're famous these days. I talk to other ponies about you more than I talk to you. I talk to them about how sexy you are, and if you started running around with some Applewood star. Those ain't things I want to be talking about to other ponies. Those are things between you and me.
I ought to laugh it off like you do, but I can't. Not while I'm getting letters about how much you lacked posing sexy, and how you wanted me to do that with you. I wonder if you even remember what it's like being a normal pony. I wonder if you know how that sounds to say that to your mare friend. This is my mistake, Sugarcube. I thought I could take it. I thought I could be tough enough. I guess my heart ain't as tough as the rest of me. I'm sorry for hurting you, and I'm sorry for all that I should have said. I'm sorry. I guess that's the long and short of it. Your friend, Applejack. And that was it. That was all she had to say. Applejack put the letter in an envelope, took it to the mailbox, and that was the last she saw of it.
Wet Feathers, Chapter 3. As Applejack passed the next day with farm work and chores, the wall of determination started to crack. Once again, there was nothing left to do but think, and the feelings that seeped in tore at her already tender heart. Every hope and dream she had for the future included Rainbow Dash. Most of her happy memories included Dash, too. In some thoughts, it was a huge gaping hole, and in some, it was just the nagging feeling of some missing detail. But none of her thoughts felt right. And as soon as she remembered why, the pain returned. She bucked a few rows of trees, no longer looking forward to a few years from now, when Dash would come home to stay, or a few months until her next vacation, or even Friday. There might be a letter Friday, but it wasn't one to look forward to. Thoughts of cider season or hearths warming were clouded, knowing that even if Dash wanted to see her by then, things would be awkward. She knew that new dreams would come along someday, but until then the future felt like a blank calendar, page after page of nothing but uncertainty. The past was worse than that. Every beautiful memory turned into a weapon against her. Too many fun parties or joyful runs or nights under the stars came back to her painfully. So many times she had done little day-to-day things with her Pegasus there, smiling in the background. The greatest victories of her life, Rainbow Dash stood next to her. Even getting her cutie mark was tied to her now ex-mare friend, and Applejack wondered if she'd ever see another rainbow that wasn't bittersweet. One memory came back again and again as she worked that day. The first time Dash had said she loved her. It wasn't exactly romantic. In a way, it made her feel justified. But it nagged her more than the others, mostly because it reminded her that when things were different, there had been a chance between them. They'd been dating a few months and were walking home from a party. It was dark outside, but a full moon lit the path. Applejack had been getting slightly uncomfortable. They kissed and went on dates and had a great time, but she wasn't sure exactly where they stood. So that night, at the gate to Sweet Apple Acres, she turned to Rainbow Dash and said, "Dash, I love you." Applejack stared at Dash, daring her to hesitate, which she didn't. She just said, "I know," and kept walking. Applejack grabbed Dash's tail in her teeth and tugged her back. Dash landed on her rear, looking confused. "What's that supposed to mean?" Applejack challenged. "What?" "I just meant, of course you love me," Dash rolled her eyes. "That's why we're dating, AJ." "Do you love me?" Applejack asked, almost as confused as Dash now. The Pegasus seemed to be oblivious to how a relationship was supposed to go. "Yeah, I've said it, like, a million times," Dash claimed, but Applejack was absolutely sure that wasn't true. Applejack narrowed her eyes. "Name one." "I mean, I must have," Dash stammered. "I brought you those flowers."
"Never said it."
"Sads, you ate most of those," Applejack smirked.
"They were good, but I said it when you had your mane down last week. I totally said it then."
Dash looked to Applejack for agreement. She just shook her head.
"Nope."
"I did," Dash started to argue, then her face fell. "Oh, yeah, I remember now. I thought it would sound sappy. It was when I wanted to say how pretty you looked."
Applejack smiled.
"You thought I looked pretty?"
Dash's eyes went wide.
"In a totally cool way. Not like I thought your mane looked really soft and your eyes looked all sparkly in the sun. 'Cause that would be lame."
Applejack just chuckled.
You know, Dash, you can tell me this stuff. I ain't gonna go spreading it around.
Dash eyed her suspiciously.
Promise?
Yep.
Applejack nodded.
Okay.
Dash looked down and rubbed the back of her neck with her hoof.
Well, I guess I love you. And you're pretty. And stuff.
Applejack kissed Dash on the lips.
I love you too.
Dash grinned.
That's kind of cool. Does it always work like that?
She said, and she wrapped her wing around AJ as they finished the walk to the farmhouse. After that night, Dash had said she loved AJ countless times. And now she wouldn't, ever again. That was gone. Applejack hauled a load of apples to the barn, feeling the pain at the fact overwhelm any common sense. If they'd had this conversation by letters, it would have taken Dash years to say she loved her. That was why this couldn't work. They'd been doomed from the start, they just hadn't realized it. She knew all of that, but Rainbow Dash would never say she loved her again. In the barn, she unloaded her apples from the cart into barrels and put the lids on tight. She was just finishing the last one when she heard a soft sound from the door of the barn. Hey, Fluttershy, Applejack said, giving the top of the barrel a good thump, then turning to look at her friend. Fluttershy was looking at her from behind her mane, even more concerned than usual.
Hello, Applejack. I just thought you might want to talk to some pony today. Unless you don't.
Applejack sighed. You talked to Rarity?
Yes,
Fluttershy admitted.
She said, well, that you might need a friend.
I did it, Applejack said, feeling a lump in her throat. I sent Dash a letter.
I'm sorry,
was all Fluttershy said as she gently walked over to Applejack and gave her a nuzzle.
I am too. I never meant to hurt her.
Applejack looked down at the floor of the barn, not sure what else to say.
Applejack?
Fluttershy said softly.
Sometimes these things, well, they just don't work out. If that's what happened, it's no pony's fault. You feel bad, and Rainbow Dash will feel bad, but your friends still love both of you.
I know y'all will, and I love y'all, even... Applejack swallowed and cringed a little bit. Fluttershy nodded, biting her lip. Applejack went on. I hate to say it, Fluttershy. I was hurtin', and I was just gonna go on hurtin'. This way, it hurts now, but we can get through it.
I know. It's okay,
Fluttershy whispered.
Thanks. I'm trying to get on with things now.
Applejack nodded to the barn.
Get through it. It hurts, but that'll go away. Will you let the girls know that I'm kind of staying clear of town right now? I ain't quite ready for ponies asking questions.
Of course. Take all the time you need. But maybe in a few days you'd like to get together with us? We want to be there for you.
Applejack smiled a little. Tell you what, if you promise you won't let Pinky out here before then, I'll head into town Friday and we'll all have lunch. I just ain't sure I can stand being cheered up by Pinky just now, bless her soul.
I'll ask Twilight to help. I'm sure she can keep Pinky distracted,
Fluttershy agreed.
And, well, you know where my house is if you need to talk.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Sugar Cube.
You're welcome.
Fluttershy gave Applejack another quiet nuzzle and turned and walked out of the barn. When she was out of earshot, Applejack sighed.
I'm sorry, she said, knowing that there was no pony to hear it.
The week went by, the pain dulled to an ache. The belongings Dash kept with AJ were carefully boxed up, and the photo on AJ's nightstand was moved to the bottom of a chest, along with the magazine from under her mattress. She wanted to throw the magazine away, but the simple fact that it was Rainbow Dash's picture made it impossible to resign to the trash barrel or the fireplace. Someday she would look at it again when it didn't hurt so much. By that Friday, Applejack almost felt ready to face the town. She trotted to Sugar Cube Corner, only feeling the occasional twinge in her heart. She nodded to ponies, who thankfully kept their distance, until she came to the bakery. There, she cautiously opened the door and peeked in. Her friends were already there, so she entered the shop and smiled.
Hey, y'all!
Twilight, Rarity, and Fluttershy smiled and greeted her. Pinky, looking decidedly uncomfortable, was squinting and trying to remember something. Then she gave a huge grin.
"Hello, Applejack. I hope you're feeling... better."
Pinky turned her head back to Twilight.
"It was better, right? Because I wasn't supposed to say good or okay, because she might still be really sad, and it might make her even sadder to have her say she's okay when she's sad and..."
"Pinky!" Twilight hissed, smacking her own face with her hoof.
"What? I didn't say anything about Rainbow D-
Pinky's mouth was suddenly filled with a cupcake surrounded by a blue glow of magic. Rarity smiled at Applejack.
"How are you feeling, darling?"
"Fine, just fine," Applejack said, taking a deep breath.
"Good."
Twilight smiled and seemed to relax a little.
"Would you like a cupcake?"
"They're really yummy," Pinky added, having finished the one in her mouth. "I made them myself. Apple cinnamon, your favorite."
"Well, don't mind if I do. I have 120 more in the back."
Applejack stopped with her mouth halfway to the cupcake and raised her eyebrows.
120.
"Yep, I wanted to cheer you up, but Twilight said cheering you up wasn't going to cheer you up, so I asked what would cheer you up, and Twilight said I could bake you some cupcakes. But you've been sad the past few days, and every time I wanted to cheer you up, I baked more cupcakes. I wanted to cheer you up a lot." Applejack stared at Pinky and Blink. Then, for the first time in almost a week, she chuckled.
"Well now, thank you, Pinky. That sure does cheer me up."
Her four friends smiled and relaxed, joining in on the laughter and the cupcakes. Everything felt normal. It felt good. Twilight talked about a book she'd been reading. Rarity complained about a picky customer. Fluttershy sat next to Applejack, smiling to see her friends smile. And Pinky was Pinky. It was exactly what Applejack needed. She could feel herself relaxing. Until the shop door opened up, and she heard a scratchy voice behind her.
"Hey guys, what's the party for?"
Every pony froze, and eyes went wide around the room. Applejack shut her eyes. She couldn't turn around. But she had to. It was only fair. This had to happen someday, and it might as well be sooner rather than later. When she opened her eyes again, her friends were glancing around frantically, but none of them had answered Dash, so Applejack took a deep breath and turned around. Rainbow Dash wasn't wearing her uniform. She didn't look angry, which was good. She didn't look happy, either. A small smirk played at her lips, but her face looked tired and worn. "Did you get my last letter?" Applejack asked softly. Dash took a shaky breath and nodded.
"Yeah."
"Well, I've been down since..." Applejack hesitated, but decided there was no sense in beating around the bush.
"Since I broke up with you. That wasn't how I wanted it to go any more than you did. The girls were just trying to cheer me up."
Twilight nodded apologetically.
"We, would have done the same for you, Dash, but you weren't here and AJ was."
"I know, guys. I get it," Dash said with a sad smile towards her friends. Then she turned to Applejack, and her smile turned to a look of determination.
"But I'm not accepting the breakup. I'm not breaking up with you."
Applejack just stared. Then she shook her head.
"I ain't sure you can do that, Dash."
"I can at least ask you to talk to me, right? Tell me face to face if that's what you really want." Dash looked AJ in the eye, refusing to break eye contact, while Applejack felt every bit of a pain come rushing back to her. It was Applejack who finally cringed.
"It ain't what I want, but I can't have what I want. I just can't make you see things right through my letters, and that's all I get for a good long time. So will you please just let me be? I can see how upset you are, and I can totally see how that's my fault, so just give me a chance to talk to you."
Dash smiled sadly and shrugged.
"I mean, what have we got to lose?"
"I guess I owe you that," Applejack admitted. She turned to her friends. "Y'all mind if we..."
"Oh no," Twilight said. "Go talk, you two."
Fluttershy nodded, as Rarity added, "Take all the time in the world."
"Take some cupcakes,"
Pinky said frantically to Dash, shoving a bakery box into her hooves of the confused Pegasus.
"Girls love cupcakes."
Okay, Dash agreed.
"We'll be..."
Applejack hesitated, unsure if both of them would be coming back to Sugar Cube Corner that day.
We'll see you later.
She walked out the door, Dash flying after her. Outside, Dash moved to her side. Applejack caught ponies in town staring at them. Most of them had probably heard some version of what happened or pieced it together between the tabloid article and Applejack's public breakdown and disappearance. The two walked toward Sweet Apple Acres. AJ couldn't help stealing glances at Dash, feeling guilty that she couldn't think of anything to say. A week ago, just having a walk like this would have been a dream come true, but now it was a private torture, a reminder of how much she'd lost from the decision she'd made. "So how long you here for?" Applejack asked, to fill the awkward silence.
"I'm not technically here," Dash blushed and smiled a little. "I'm in Cloudsdale for a family emergency, but Spitfire didn't buy that for a second. She knows about the letter, she's just giving me a break. I'll have to get back by tomorrow morning if I don't want her to call me on it."
Applejack smiled a little and shook her head at Dash.
"Must have been hard to have to sneak off to take care of something like this."
"Nah, you do what you have to for what's really important," Dash said with a shrug. "Hard part is flying from Philadelphia to Ponyville and back in a day."
"You flew all the way from Philadelphia?" Applejack raised her eyebrows.
"Non-stop," Dash answered with a sad smile. Applejack knew a flight like that must have taken hours. Dash would have had to have left before dawn just to come and have Applejack really tell her it was over. No wonder she looked so tired. As soon as they started passing apple trees, Applejack spoke up.
"This look okay? For a talk, I mean."
"Yeah, this is good," Dash nodded. Applejack jumped the fence into the orchard while Dash flew over and landed next to her. They both settled in under a tree just out of view of the road.
"So," Applejack sighed, "I wasn't sure you'd want to talk about this. I thought you'd be mad at me."
"I was. I mean, I think it's a good thing you sent a letter. I've had a day to cool down."
Dash set down the box of cupcakes and leaned back against an apple tree.
"Reading that hurt, and sometimes I'm not the smartest pony in Equestria when I'm hurting."
"I'm sorry," Applejack said softly.
"But I meant it, Dash."
"I'm sorry too, AJ. I messed up."
Dash looked at the grass and fidgeted with a tree root growing through it.
"When I got that letter from you telling me it was over, I was really confused and hurt and angry. And I wanted to talk to you, but you weren't there. I broke a lamp in my hotel room. I threw it at the wall, and Spitfire made me tell her what happened. Then, when I was telling her, I kind of realized you were probably feeling the same way when you got those letters from me."
"I darn near bucked a hole in the wall of my room," AJ said, but she had to smile a little at Dash finally understanding how she felt.
"Okay, so let's not do this stuff anymore. Do you even know how much hotels charge you for a lamp?"
Dash rolled her eyes and gave a nervous smile. Applejack had to chuckle, and Dash's smile relaxed.
"We're both here, so let's talk. I love you. Do you still love me?"
"Yeah, I do," Applejack said, not meeting Dash's eyes.
"But that ain't gonna fix everything, Dash."
"I know, but it's a start. Now tell me what's wrong," Dash said seriously.
Applejack sighed. She thought all of this was behind her.
"I already wrote ya, and that worked really well," Dash cut in.
"So tell me."
Applejack swallowed and remembered all of the problems and pain.
"Famous ponies, they're different, you know? You see them on a magazine, and you never think that's some pony's friend or mare friend or some pony who's got a family. And they don't help matters none by doing all that crazy stuff they do. So when I see you there, and I get your letters, and I can't talk to you, I feel like you're different now. And I don't want to be with some pony different, Dash. I want to be with you. But you're just not there."
There was silence for a few moments. Applejack stole a glance at Dash, who seemed to be concentrating, thinking carefully about something. But Dash caught her eye and nodded.
"I get it. But I'm here now, right?"
"For a bit," Applejack said sadly.
"I mean, I'm the pony you want to be with. I'm not a different pony, just me."
Applejack looked at Dash with her bright magenta eyes and her vivid colors and that sweet, hopeful look on her face.
Yeah, you are.
Good, Dash nodded and smiled. I'm always this pony, AJ. Really, on photo shoots or at parties or wherever. I told you all about the stuff I was doing because it sounded cool. I thought you'd rather hear that than the stuff I think about. But the stuff I think about, that's all about you and Ponyville, and how much I miss you. Before I got your letter, I spent a whole evening last week at some party, and all I was thinking was, is this really worth it? Is being a Wonderbolt really worth being away from home and the pony I love?
What did you decide? Applejack said softly.
Dash frowned and looked down, her ears drooping. I decided this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and that if there was one pony in the whole world that I could count on to wait for me, it was you. And that's what made me feel better, knowing that I had you waiting here, and I didn't have to choose between my dream and my life. 'Cause this is my life, AJ. Here with you.
She sighed, and AJ thought she saw the gleam of tears in Dash's eyes.
At least, I thought it was.
Applejack felt her heart beating, like it had somehow been stopped and she hadn't noticed until it started again. She bit her lip and reached out a hoof to touch Dash's.
You never did say that.
I didn't, Dash shook her head, still looking at the ground.
I'm sorry, it's just... Remember when I said I love you for the first time?
I was thinking about that the day I sent that letter.
Well, then you should know that sometimes I'm not good at saying stuff like feelings. It feels sappy and corny, so I don't say it, and I figured you'll know.
Dash gave a snort, still looking at the ground.
We're gonna call that bad idea number one.
I know, and... Applejack hesitated, then dropped her own eyes to look at the grass. I ain't always been helping. I've been scared of all this for a while, but I never did say it before you left. I just wanted you to be happy.
Dash raised her eyebrows. How'd you expect me to do that if you're not happy?
I was being a fool, Applejack smiled sadly, looking at Dash again. Guess that was bad idea number two, huh?
Yep, Dash said. And bad idea number three was that I didn't listen when you tried to tell me. It just seemed to come out of nowhere. I didn't see that it was a big deal.
Applejack narrowed her eyes. When we ain't face to face, those letters are real important, Dash. They're the only way I can know what you're thinking, and the only way I can try to tell you what I'm thinking. If I take the time to write something like that, you better believe it's a big deal.
I know that now. We can do better at this. I know neither of us is the best at words, but we're the best at each other. And if staying the best at you means I have to get better at words, I can work on it.
Dash looked to AJ with big, hopeful eyes.
Just let me work on it.
Applejack sighed. With Dash looking like that, it was so tempting. And so messy. There would be more waiting, more hoping, more misunderstandings, and magazines and stories she'd have to fend off herself, with nothing but trust that she knew her mare friend better than any pony else in the world. She was beginning to think that she did, with Dash here next to her. It was when Dash flew away that things would get hard again.
It's still a long week between letters, Dash, and when ponies are asking me about you and some pony in a tabloid...
Hold up, that was not my fault, Dash cut in, anger clouding her face.
I didn't even know the guy's name. We were at a party and he told a joke and I toasted him. Then all of a sudden, camera flashed and we were in the paper and I'm his new mare friend? That was so not fair. Soon as I saw it, I knew you were gonna freak out.
The anger dropped, replaced by a dejected pout.
I'm so, so sorry, AJ, but there's nothing I could do.
I never believed it, Sugar Cube. Applejack reached out and patted Dash's foreleg. And I never thought those magazine pictures meant you wanted to be messing around with other ponies.
But you gotta remember, there are lots of other ponies thinking about you, and they're gonna make up stories about who you are. And maybe they don't talk to you about it, but they talk to me.
I don't want ponies making up stories about me either, but I can't stop them, Dash said with a shrug.
But that's why I was so excited about doing these pictures with you. I was hoping I could do some stuff that gave them the right idea for once.
Applejack drew her hoof back quickly and glared, wondering if she was wrong about really knowing Dash.
Rainbow Dash, how in Equestria do you think taking sexy pictures so that ponies can look at me like that is gonna help them stop looking at you like that? Not to mention that you must have lost your mind if you think I'd ever... What?
Dash's eyes went wide, then a grin started to cross her face, like she was trying not to laugh.
That's what you thought I meant? No way, AJ! It's nothing like that, I promise. I talked to the guy, and I talked to the press manager for the team, and I explained stuff. They thought it was cool that I have an Earth Pony mare friend and spend my time off on a farm. Ponies Magazine was going to do a little story on us, and the photographer was going to come out and take some awesome pictures of us just hanging around the farm here. Nothing you wouldn't be proud to show Granny Smith.
Really? Applejack asked, amazed. While their communication skills needed a lot of work, Dash's heart really had been in the right place.
It would be awesome publicity for the farm, Dash tempted with a smirk.
Applejack grinned and her eyes lit up.
Darn right it's gonna be. Oh, me and Mac are gonna have to get things cleaned up. New coats of paint on everything, prune all the trees right before.
They aren't coming tomorrow, Dash giggled.
You really thought I was gonna try to get you to take sexy pictures?
Applejack blushed.
Well...
Dash wrapped a foreleg around her and nuzzled her ear, then whispered,
AJ, if I thought I could get you to let some pony take pictures like that, I'd have them already.
Applejack chuckled and didn't push her away.
So I guess we aren't broken up? Dash asked softly.
Applejack still took a moment to consider. She considered the feeling and smell of Dash right next to her, and the pain of those times when she was away. If it had just been that, the pain would have won. Dash was going to be gone more often than she'd be there. But there was something else. Those hopes and dreams she'd lost when she sent that letter. Her heart felt full right now, and then some.
No, we ain't. We can give this another shot. Applejack said, wrapping her forelegs around Dash and completing the hug as a grin of pure happiness lit up Dash's face. I love you.
She had never realized how much Dash gave her until she pushed her away, and she needed that like she needed her family and her farm. It brought tears to her eyes, thinking that she'd nearly lost it, and that now she had a second chance. It would be hard, but there wasn't a doubt in her mind that it was worth it. She buried her face in Dash's shoulder to wipe the tears away.
You're gonna get all sappy on me now? Dash teased.
Applejack pulled away, still crying, but she smiled through her tears and punched Dash playfully in the shoulder.
Shut up, you. I've had a rough few weeks.
Dash laughed.
That's more like it. I love you, Applejack.
She leaned in and kissed AJ, and AJ wrapped her forelegs around Dash. They held each other for a long time, sometimes breaking the kiss to nuzzle each other and just enjoy the feeling of being safe and happy together. But their lips always found their way back to another kiss. After what somehow managed to be both a long and frustratingly short makeout session, AJ noticed it was late afternoon. She broke their last kiss and smiled.
Come on now, let's go tell the girls that they can stop worrying.
Dash nodded.
Good idea, I wanted to see them too, she smiled sadly. I miss you guys.
Applejack nodded and sighed as they got up and started to walk back to town.
It's going to be a long time till August. Yeah, about that. I was thinking, AJ, I'm in Manhattan for a week next month. Maybe you and the girls could come up. You have family there. You could visit with them and see the sights while I'm at practice, and I could bring you to the parties and you guys could come and watch me fly.
Dash grinned and flew over AJ's other side to demonstrate.
Well, that's a great idea, Applejack grinned back, then raised an eyebrow. You know, I got family all over, Dash. Maybe it's time I got a little more sociable with them.
Family's real important, Dash smirked. Applejack chuckled, and she spotted an orange blur heading towards them from the other direction, moving quickly towards Sweet Apple Acres.
Hi, Applejack! Hi, Rainbow...
Scootaloo called, then she skidded to a stop.
Rainbow Dash!
Hey, Squirt, Dash said with a friendly smile. Scootaloo just stared and moved her mouth, trying to form words. You okay? Dash asked, raising an eyebrow as she flew over to the stunned pony and looked at her face. As Dash got closer, Scootaloo's cheeks turned bright red.
I gotta go.
Scoot started again toward Sweet Apple Acres, even faster, trying to look over her shoulder at Dash in a way that AJ was sure was going to result in an unhealthy meeting with a fence post. Applejack just chuckled as Dash's face grew more confused.
What's up with her?
Applejack smirked.
She gets flyers illustrated. For the articles.
Dash's face went from confusion to understanding to shock.
I really didn't want to know that.
Applejack laughed.
Welcome to my life, Sugar Cube.
The end.